If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh, I know that sound.
Hear ye, hear ye. Dost thou knowest thy sounds? Then venture forth to engage in a spirited competition of Game of Tones.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Bieska Mountain. My name is Jason Bale. There's Nikki D. There's Nelson and Kyle in the big room sitting next to our new friend, Fireman Ben. Can I call you Fireman Ben?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. And we're going to talk about the Pig Bowl 50th anniversary, Guns and Hoses, big football game that's coming up here shortly. And we'll spend more time on it next segment. But for right now, Fireman Ben, you are going to participate in Game of Tones, and we appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm
excited. Are you ready? You psyched?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He told me he's been practicing.
Okay. Wait, he looks... He, like everybody else that plays for the first time, looks very, very nervous. Right. Very, very nervous. Okay. So we've got Bert Kreischer tickets up for grabs. Stockton Arena, February 18th. Tops off the World Tour, courtesy of ASM Stockton. We've got John in Sacramento. How are you, Jonathan?
Good morning.
Good morning. You got Nikki D, it looks like?
Yes, I got Nikki D. Let's go.
Let's go. And I got Nikki in Citrus Heights. You got me, Nikki, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to have you. You've got me, babe.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. Hang on, please. All right. And Michelle in El Dorado Hills, I'm assuming you got Fireman Ben.
Yeah, Ben, just playing
in Dorado. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, sorry. I'm new to town. Just trying to throw some stuff around. All right. And our Kyle player dropped off. So if you want Kyle, not that he's going to win, but you're more than welcome.
Wow. Wow.
To give us a call.
I'll watch Kyle win.
That's cold.
That is the first one of 2024.
If I win, I'm never coming back. I'm going double birds and leaving.
916-909-0985. All right. So how the game works for those that are new is that Nelson here is going to play some noises, sounds, tones, if you will. The category is?
Is first responders.
First responders in honor of our guest, Fireman Bet.
We got this, Michelle.
So we need buzzing sounds. So, Ben, your buzzing sound will be?
Fire.
Okay, but I mean, you got to punch it. Fire.
Like,
I'll give you an example. Nikki D?
Faith.
All right, see what I'm saying? Kyle?
Meh.
All right, and mine is, woo! All right, so again, yours is?
Fire.
But there you go.
Look at that.
So as soon as you hear it, you got to get it in. You got 5 seconds to answer. And it could be any sound, any noise, any tone. It's not just music, not just lines. It's sound effects. It's everything. And this is all first responder stuff. With that being said, is everyone ready?
Ready.
All right. Those that are joining us on the live stream, on the BS Facebook and the 98 Rock Facebook, you bagars, hope you enjoy that. Fireman Ben is a sexy, handsome son of a gun, ain't he? Mm-hmm. Look at him.
He's like, look at me, baby. All right,
Nelson, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
This, Ben, is a tone that will net you 2 points if you give both the name of the song that you're about to hear and the artist, or you can split the points with someone else. Are you ready?
Yes.
What you want? What?
Right,
and that'd be Nikki D.
That's Bad Boys.
And? Five, four.
Bad Boys, what you gonna
three,
do?
Two,
boy.
One. Incorrect. You gotta say your buzzer again to get back in. Bailey.
It's the guy from Cops.
That's incorrect.
Bad Boys, what you gonna do? What
you gonna do? Whoa. Bailey. Five, four.
It's something circle.
Three, two.
Circle.
Anybody else? That'd be not the outer, but the
inner circle.
Inner circle, yes.
Yes, son of a.
That would be inner circle.
Inner circle.
How about.
Damn it, you Jericho.
How about this tone?
Fire.
And that would be Bailey.
That's the CB radio.
And that'd be incorrect. You got to say your buzzer again if you want to get back in.
Fire.
And that would be Ben.
It's spinning top.
What's a spinning top? A spinning top?
That's how they save people.
I was just making sure that wasn't like a
drill. It's a drill.
It's not. No, okay. I was just making sure. Go ahead.
Sonar.
And that is incorrect.
Let me hear the sound.
Fire.
And that'd be Ben.
Five.
Oh. Four,
three. Two.
I'm going to go with drill one more time.
Anybody else? I'll play the whole tone for you.
Thank you.
Maybe this will help you if I say clear.
Whoa. Faith.
Oh,
yeah. That'd be all Bailey. Right.
That's
five.
Faith.
Four.
Stop it. Stop talking.
Faith.
It's a pump thing on your chest.
Faith.
Nikki D.
A defibrillator.
A defibrillator, yes. You got to say fire. You have to say fire.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Does she got to give the full name or just defibrillator?
Or does she have to? Oh. What's the full name, Ben?
Oh. What's the full name?
Automated External Defibrillator.
Oh, come on. Give the point. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Count that. Count that.
Now, listen. Hold on.
Count
now, the sound that I pulled was from a hospital. Is that still an automatic one? Or
yeah, it's still automated because they got to charge it up and then they say when to clear it.
I'm counting it.
Yeah, me too.
Nikki D, you're getting overruled here.
All right, go.
You can't
move on.
Take my point.
He's our
half
guest.
A point each. No.
He's our guest. He can have a point.
I'll give him one, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's fair. I'll allow
all right,
that.
That's fair. Okay, yeah. All right.
I
like that.
Yeah, that's a bonus point, Ben.
Great.
For Ben. Right, I was going to say he's a hero, but she's a hero, too.
So she how about, say,
how
couple
about
heroes.
This tone, then?
Faith.
Nikki D.
Starsky and Hutch.
Incorrect.
Faith.
Nikki D.
Is this
Miami
a song?
Miami Vice.
And that's incorrect.
Is this a song?
Fire.
Say it again. And would be Ben.
A-Team.
And that is incorrect.
Fire.
Ben.
Shaft.
It's not Shaft.
One of them shows Faith.
Nikki D.
Dookie Hauser.
No.
Dookie Hauser. Bailey.
You're fired.
Bailey.
That is the $5 million man.
And that is incorrect.
Faith.
And that'd be Nikki D.
Dukes of Hazzard.
And that's wrong as well. Anybody?
It's too funky for Dukes of Hazzard.
Sorry. Can't give it to you guys. That would be the California Highway Patrol
chips.
And chips. Yes.
I missed the other week, too, and I didn't get it.
I know. We're not going to ever do anything that involves police, and I'm not going to play the chips theme. So just know that.
Well, it's good to know for the next week.
Just know that. How about then this tone?
This marriage is the only way I can make sure my kids get my pension if something happens.
That'd be Bailey.
Five, four, three, two.
Oh, my God. I forgot the name.
Two of New York's bravest are going to turn a little lie.
Domestic
Faith. Nikki D.
Not a 21 Jump Street. Right.
Into a whole new way of life.
I know who's in it.
Woo.
Bailey.
Oh.
Chuck and Larry.
Yes. That's the.
It's gonna get rough.
You're gonna hate me for that. Nikki D, last guess.
They said Chuck and Harry. So is that Ace Ventura?
No, it's.
No, I think Kyle knows where I'm gonna go. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Son of a.
I now pronounce you Chuck.
It's Kevin
and Larry.
James. It's Adam Sandler. Uh-huh. I just couldn't.
Kevin James, Adam Sandler.
Good Luck Chuck was the only
Terry Crews
movie. Different movie.
Yes. How about then this tone? And that's Nikki D.
That is Law and Order.
And that is correct. The original Law and Order. not a knockoff.
Oh.
I don't think I have
y'all.
A point.
You don't have a point. You have zero.
Yeah, me neither.
I have three. Kyle has zero. Ben has one.
Right. This is the first time we've only ever been to six tones in 8 minutes, too.
So I know. Let's go. Let's go.
How about this tone for 2 points?
Faith.
Nikki D.
That is Mrs. Officer.
By?
Lil Wayne.
And that would be correct.
That's really catering.
Featuring Mario.
That's really catering to the room.
It's a mix. I have a mix. Kyle knew the song.
No, he didn't.
I did.
Help me out here.
Thank you, Kyle.
I did not. I got you.
Tell the lieutenant, take the
all right, Kyle. How about
thank you, Kyle.
How about this tone?
Fire alarm. Oh, fire.
No, what?
That is a fire alarm.
That, that is outrageous. Correct. That's outrageous. That's
what do you
want to
call? Who do you think should have gone?
Me?
I got that one. That's poor judging.
I was just saying my code word and my...
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I just covered
that was my argument.
Yeah, technically, I think he's got me on that one. How about then this tone? Woo! And that would be Bailey. Awesome. The A-team. And that is the A-team.
Oh.
First responders.
Yeah, they're the A-team. I don't know. They're the first guys you call, right? When you want them on the scene?
I mean, it's he got did. Mr.
No.
T. It's okay.
I'm going to just real quick and say the A-team because all he said was A-team.
No, I said the. Up for the back of my throat.
Is it the A-team? I guess I thought it was A-team.
It's the A-team.
That's Kyle's not happy with that.
Well, I said it.
We don't. He said it. I don't have time
it's
to
his
go
show.
Back and listen.
It's his show.
It is the Bailey
The reason
show.
It's called BS.
Oh!
Yeah, because your initials.
Hey, next Friday. You know what? See, if I'll let you bring me a coffee then.
What?
Challenge him to a fight.
How about this tone?
It's like organized confusion.
Fire.
And that would be Ben.
Chicago Fire?
And that would be incorrect.
Oh.
You just got these guys that are running into this building. Everybody else is running.
And that would be... Would be Kyle.
Backdraft.
Yes, and that is absolutely correct.
Look at Kyle.
Are you going to be able to go back to the station after not getting that? Like, are you going to be able to be around the boys?
Yeah, because I'm a wildland firefighter, so I'll just go back and hide.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
I'll go back to the forest and go.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
All right. How about this tone?
Faith.
And that'd be Kyle limping in. Five, four, three, two,
radio. Whoa.
And that'd be incorrect. Whoa. Bailey.
Fire. CB.
That is incorrect.
Faith.
Nikki.
911 call.
And that is incorrect. Whoa. Bailey.
Walkie-talkie.
I mean, that's not the answer I'm looking for, but it is a walkie-talkie that they're using, so I have to give that to you.
Oh, I was going to say what? Two-way radio. Is that what you were looking for?
I was looking for the police scanner.
Oh,
that's a walkie. That's a CB.
A walkie-talkie?
They're on their walkie-talkies.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
How are they not on?
They're technically not on. I mean, if we're going to get technical about this talking. Answer. I
can... Move on.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, Ben's going to get himself another point.
Move on.
Yeah, how about this tone for 2 points?
Secondhand hoodie is at Hollywood.
Four.
Motley Crue.
And then?
Dr. Feelgood.
And that would be correct. Take him to the doctor.
Now me and Bailey are tied.
Wow. Now I understand your tone. Now I understand your game of tone. How about this tone?
Hey.
That'd be Bailey.
Those are gunshots.
And that's incorrect. Oh, whoa. Bailey.
That's Miami Vice.
And that is Miami Vice.
I got all these theme songs today.
A lot of theme songs.
A lot of theme songs.
Well, okay, Kyle. How about this tone?
Man.
Whoa. And that is fire is my favorite. That'd be Kyle.
Fire.
And that is a fire, a roaring blaze, yes. Once again, you're just saying your buzzer and the answer.
Okay, what's the score?
You have 6, I have 5. Kyle has 1, Ben has 2.
All right, Kyle.
I have 2, at least.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. You both, unfortunately, are out, so your lights
Game's
are
rigged.
Whatever. Game's rigged. So we've got 10 seconds left.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Tell me, then, this tone.
Whoa.
Bailey.
Viral video?
Is that incorrect? That's incorrect.
Faith. No, baby. It
was fun. Nikki D.
A car accident?
Yes, no.
You're waiting for the end.
Yeah, I was waiting for the end there. Hold on. I can get the end pulled up for you again here. If this doesn't tip you off.
Cans.
Oh, my God.
There was no baby. It was full of cans.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's full of cans. Go ahead. They're not going to get it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Fire. It's speed.
And that is correct. It is speed.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. The cans thing gave it away.
Uh-huh. That's why I was waiting to the cans, because that's the line. They had an old lady with a baby stroller.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're done. I gave Nikki a chance to get that one to tie it up, so we're done. Unfortunately. Well, no, fortunately I win, so that's good.
No, unfortunately, because I'm going to have to pay for that later.
No,
and by that, I mean my own.
Well, technically it was 2, because we should have taken that point away and given it to him. So don't feel so bad.
No, we're not taking a point away. I got the answer right.
Well, either way, you lose. So congratulations to... Oh, look at that. You did win, Nikki. Nikki, congratulations. Citrus Sites, you got the tickets for Bert Kreischer, Stockton Arena, February 18th, all right?
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We appreciate you listening. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Awesome.
Okay. Still have that opportunity to get you registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas, see the Scorpions. Make sure when you hear that... you to call in with the infamous whistle. Your caller 18 to 916-909-0985 when we get back. Possibly a winner for that, but also we'll talk with our friend Ben here about the 50th anniversary of the Pig Bowl, Guns N' Hoses, Firemen versus the Coppers.
Yeah.
This is very exciting because this is our first time that we're even knowing about it, but yet involved in it. So this is very, very cool. So we'll have that discussion here in a minute.
98 Rock. Call or text the BS anytime. 916-909-0985. Now, back to the Bailey Show.
And there we go. We heard the whistle. 98 Rock. It's the BS. What is your name?
Hey, this is Richard.
Richard, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good, good, good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. What are you doing today? You going to work?
I'm just getting ready to hang out with my buddy. We like to throw the baseball around when the weather's pretty decent like it is.
Do you not have a job?
Oh, I'm retired.
Oh.
He's
I
done
have a job. No more job.
That's what you do in retirement? You throw the baseball around with your friend?
And I watch my grandkid a lot, take him to school, stuff like that. Stay busy.
Oh, that's cool. That's sweet. What did you do?
I was a mailman for 31 years, out there pounding the pavement.
Pounding the pavement. Thank God, right? You're not a mailman these days.
Oh, man, I just don't know why I did that long in the rain and stuff. I must have been crazy.
You know, here's something for male people, is I don't understand why y'all don't wear those wheelie shoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would be on those, if I had the balance, I would be on those wheelie shoes going house to house. It just makes a lot of sense. All right.
All good until you hit one of those little spiky balls from the trees, and then you're...
Yep. The spiky balls. What can we do for you, sir? Why are you calling this radio program?
Well, I'm hoping you guys can send me to Vegas to go see the Scorpions. That's what I'm kind of hoping for.
That'd be badass, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. That would be so badass.
Yeah. Well, here's what I can do, all right? I can tell you you're caller 18.
All right.
All right. There's an all right. I can tell you that you do have in hand a 98 Rock prize pack.
Even better.
Okay, got an even better.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that you, sir, are one of few here in and around the Sacramento area that are now registered for a chance to win this trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions brand new Love at First Sting Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood.
That'd be awesome.
There we go.
I got a little excitement on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's my new thing with these gimmick promotion things. I do the three tiers.
Ramp them up.
Ramp it up. Mm-hmm. See the level of excitement we get all the way up there. But the good news is everyone that gets qualified just here on the BS, and next week we'll have another round, so five more people, I believe. That's it. I mean, you're not competing with somebody in Montana.
Nope.
Right? Everybody's in and around, and it's just a handful of y'all. It's like 10 people.
Local.
Local. So the chances of you, dude, winning would be awesome. So there we go. All right. Well,
I saw them on there when they did their first farewell tour, like 2009 at Rayleigh Field.
Yeah.
And it was about 10 feet from them on the grass.
That's cool.
Really cool. Really cool.
See, that's a good story. You know,
mm-hmm.
I saw the Scorpions when they were...
We actually had a meet and greet, too, so we got to go up there and shake their hands. And well, I've only did fist bumps because one of them was sick or something, but took a picture with them. It's pretty cool.
Octung, baby, you know, talking all German. Okay, look, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your baseball day or your grandkids or whatever it is you do, and have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thank you, guys. Enjoy the show so much. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. That's nice. Appreciate that. Let's get back to our guest, Fireman Ben. What house are you in? Like firehouse.
I'm stationed up at Pollock Pines up at the Pacific Ranger District.
Okay.
The U.S. Forest Service up there.
Okay, excellent. All right.
When you say up there, how far is that?
I think it's about 50 miles from here is where Pollock Pines is.
Did you drive 50 miles to come into the studio?
No, I live in Citrus Heights.
Oh. Like, damn, we could have done this over the phone.
Right. I was about to say, that's far.
It'd be worth it, though.
I didn't say, like, I, you know, we've met a couple times, and we're boys now, but, man, I got your back. If you can't make it, you can't make it.
Nah, this is all worth coming
in for. Okay, cool, cool. So Ben and I met, let me give the backstory. I'll break the fourth wall a little bit for y'all. So before the end of the year, there was an email that was sent out from our promotions department and talking about this Pig Bowl, this Guns N' Hoses event. And as soon as I saw first responders, law enforcement, and firemen, I responded immediately.
Whoa. Bailey.
Viral video?
Is that incorrect? That's incorrect.
There was no baby. It
was full. Nikki D.
A car accident?
Yes, no.
You're waiting for the end.
Yeah, I was waiting for the end there. Hold on. I can get the end pulled up for you again here. This, if this doesn't tip you off.
There was no baby. It was full of cans.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's full of cans. Go ahead. They're not going to get it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Fire. It's speed.
And that is correct. It is speed.
It's really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. The cans thing gave it away.
Uh-huh. That's why I was waiting to the cans, because that's the line. They had an old lady with a baby stroller.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're done. I gave Nikki a chance to get that one to tie it up, so we're done. Unfortunately. Well, no, fortunately I win, so that's good.
No, unfortunately, because I'm going to have to pay for that later. No, and by that, I mean my own.
Well, technically it was two, because we should have taken that point away and given it to him. So don't feel so bad.
No, we're not taking a point away. I got the answer right.
Well, either way, you lose. So congratulations to... Oh, look at that. You did win, Nikki. Nikki, congratulations. Citrus Sites, you got the tickets for Burt Kreischer, Stockton Arena, February 18th, all right?
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We appreciate you listening. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Awesome.
Okay. Still have that opportunity to get you registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas, see the Scorpions. Make sure when you hear that cue to call in with the infamous whistle, your caller 18 to 916-909-0985 when we get back. Possibly a winner for that, but also we'll talk with our friend Ben here about the 50th anniversary of the Pig Bowl, Guns and Hoses, Firemen versus the Coppers. This is very exciting because this is our first time that we're even knowing about it, but yet involved in it. So this is very, very cool. So we'll have that discussion here in a minute.
98 Rock. Call or text the BS anytime. 916-909-0985. Now, back to the Bailey Show.
And there we go. We heard the whistle. 98 Rock, it's the BS. What is your name?
Hey, this is Richard.
Richard, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good, good, good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. What are you doing today? Going to work?
I'm just going to go ready to hang out with my buddy. We like to throw the baseball around when the weather's pretty decent like it is.
Do you not have a job?
Oh, I'm retired.
Oh.
He's
I
done
have a job. No more job.
That's what you do in retirement? You throw the baseball around with your friend?
And I watch my grandkid a lot, take him to school, stuff like that. Stay busy.
Oh, that's cool. That's sweet. What did you do?
I was a mailman for 31 years, out there pounding the pavement.
Pounding the pavement. Thank God, right? You're not a mailman these days.
Oh, man, I just don't know why I did that long in the rain and stuff. I must have been crazy.
You know, here's something for male people, is I don't understand why y'all don't wear those wheelie shoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would be on those, if I had the balance, I would be on those wheelie shoes going house to house. It just makes a lot of sense. All right.
All good until you hit one of those little spiky balls from the trees, and then you're...
Yep. The spiky balls. What can we do for you, sir? Why are you calling this radio program?
Well, I'm hoping you guys can send me to Vegas to go see the Scorpions. That's what I'm kind of hoping for.
That'd be badass, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. That would be so badass.
Yeah. Well, here's what I can do, all right? I can tell you your caller 18.
All right.
All right. There's an all right. I can tell you that you do have in hand a 98 Rock prize pack.
Even better.
Okay, got an even better.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that you, sir, are one of few here in and around the Sacramento area that are now registered for a chance to win this trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions' brand new Love at First Sting Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood.
That'd be awesome!
There we go.
I got a little excitement on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's my new thing with these gimmick promotion things. I do the three tiers,
ramp them up,
ramp it up. Mm-hmm. See the level of excitement we get all the way up there. But the good news is everyone that gets qualified just here on the BS, and next week we'll have another round, so five more people, I believe. That's it. I mean, you're not competing with somebody in Montana.
Nope.
Right? Everybody's in and around, and it's just a handful of y'all. It's like 10 people.
Local.
So the chances of you, dude, winning would be awesome. So there we go. All right. Well,
I saw them on there when they did their first farewell tour, like 2009 at Rayleigh Field.
Yeah.
It was about 10 feet from them on the grass.
That's cool.
Really cool. Really cool.
See, that's a good story. You know,
mm-hmm.
I saw the Scorpions when they were...
We actually had a meet and greet, too, so we got to go up there and shake their hands. And well, I've only did fist bumps because one of them was sick or something, but took a picture with them. It's pretty cool.
Achtung, baby, you know, talking all German. Okay, look, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your baseball day or your grandkids or whatever it is you do, and have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thank you, guys. Enjoy the show so much. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. That's nice. Appreciate that. Let's get back to our guest, Fireman Ben. What house are you in? Like firehouse.
I'm up at stationed up at Pollock Pines up at the Pacific Ranger District.
Okay.
The U.S. Forest Service up there.
Okay, excellent. All right.
When you say up there, how far is that?
I think it's about 50 miles from here is where Pollock Pines is.
Did you drive 50 miles to come into the studio?
No, I live in Citrus Heights.
Oh. Like, damn, we could have done this over the phone.
Right, I was about to say, that's Zoom. Far.
It'd be worth it, though.
I didn't say, like, I, you know, we've met a couple times, and we're boys now, but, man, I got your back. If you can't make it, you can't make it.
Nah, this is all worth coming
in for. Okay, cool, cool. So Ben and I met, let me give the backstory. I'll break the fourth wall a little bit for y'all. So before the end of the year, there was an email that was sent out from our promotions department and talking about this Pig Bowl, this Guns N' Hoses event. And as soon as I saw first responders, law enforcement, and firemen, I responded immediately. I said, that is us. That is our show. I'll do anything and everything you need me to do to help promote this or whatever they need, because we are very much pro first responder.
Yes.
Definitely law enforcement and definitely fire. So I got a response back and it was like, you're in. And then we got set up with Ben and the lady. Who's the lady? The lady that's
Robin.
Robin, okay.
Robin Sutter.
And Robin, and we started working out all these different details, and I got educated on this this event. And this is, like, this is blows me away. So this is the 50th anniversary. It's a charity football game. Y'all put on real pads.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, and you really are going after each other. This is a real game.
This is a real game. It's hard-hitting. There ain't no illegal hip drop like the NFL or anything like right. that. This is hard.
Wow.
Probably less calls on hitting the quarterback than in Definitely. The NFL, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take place Saturday, January 27th. It's at Hughes Stadium. That's a lot of seats to fill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And kickoff is at 1 o'clock, but you can get there earlier for the safety fair at 11 a.m., which I'm assuming both sides will have their vehicles and have different little tchotchkes. And
yeah, definitely. And there's some other entities that will be out there. American Cancer Society will have a booth. We're looking at getting ALS out there, Lou Gehrig's disease, to have a booth.
Sure.
The greater Sacramento area. So there'll be a lot of different entities for things to do. Flyover. Last year, we had a helicopter drop a ball from the helicopter into the stadium, and
that's
one of the players
cool.
caught it. So that's going to happen again this year.
Real cool. So, yeah. And, you know, and we now involved in this, I'll be out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to get to do some stuff like, you know, whenever you guys need me or however you can use me. But I'm there to enjoy and to support. And so here's the thing that blew my mind is it. I think I got this right. I think I heard you right when you told me this. The reason why the Sacramento Kings are in Sacramento is because of this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a story that was passed down to me is, you know, the Sacramento Kings, when they were looking at a place at Sacramento, they had gone to this event and saw that this event at one time had 30,000 people in it, which is still one of the largest events, sporting events Sacramento's ever had. And that was a good determining factor in bringing the Sacramento Kings because it showed Sacramento could hold a pro sports team.
Well, Kyle, did you know that? Kyle, look at that.
Kyle did not know.
Use that on your sports show today.
Dumped Kyle there.
Right? I mean, isn't that amazing? That's like, that's a really cool piece of Sacramento Kings
that
information.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And 30,000 people. Yeah. That's a lot.
It is. It's a record. So,
I'm assuming over the last couple of years, y'all are kind of in, I don't want to say a rebuilding, but kind of rebuilding because of COVID, right?
Yeah, definitely. We had the COVID game. We made it happen. Unfortunately, it had to be flagged just because it was so quick to make it happen.
Did you have people in the stands?
We had a few people in the stands. And then last year, we had over 8,000 people. And it being the 50th, we would love to see it build to that 23,000 again.
Right, you got to ramp back up.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know, and hopefully we can help with that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of time to continuously talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this is Saturday, January 27th. It's at Hughes Stadium. Kickoff is at 1. Get there early, like around 11 if you want the safety fair. That'd be great to bring the kids out to.
Oh, yeah.
This is a family-friendly event.
Definitely. And we love the fact that, you know, it not only gives a chance for people to see first responders in a different aspect than just like an emergency situation.
Right.
They get to actually, you know,
sure.
meet these people.
Instead. Yeah.
And if you thought they were sexy in their fireman outfits, wait till you see them in those pads and those pants.
Ooh.
You know, and that's the other thing. There's this misconception of especially law enforcement. You know, I mean, what we've seen over the last couple of years, the one bad apple ruins it for everybody. And it drives me insane. Absolutely, absolutely insane. Because there's always a bad apple in any job. It doesn't matter what occupation it is. Okay. And so that one being so much under the microscope, it's important definitely for kids you know, especially in probably in lower income neighborhoods, you know, that have this idea or vision of what law enforcement is, or maybe even firemen, what they, what y'all are, you know, to come out there and say, this is not what is the propaganda that I see everywhere.
Definitely.
You know, we're not that one guy.
Yeah.
So that's real important. Now, if you want tickets, you can go to pigbowl.org. And all the information, the site is very well done. I don't know who does the web stuff for you guys, but really, really well done. Very easy to purchase tickets on pigbowl.org. Now, let me ask you about the pig thing. Because, like, I'm going, isn't that a little, like, kind of a shot to the cops? Did you guys name this? The fire people name this?
No. So that started, that was in 75. And pig was a derogatory term at that time in the 70s. And so what they did was they took it and they changed it to make it more of a positive term.
I took the power back.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so they turned it into pride, integrity, guts.
Oh.
And that's what pig stood for. And so that's where the Sac City and Sac Sheriff started having their game and Pig Bowl came to be. Well, I want to say about 20 years later, fire got involved. They asked if fire wanted to get involved. So now it's Pig Bowl Presents Guns and Hoses.
Oh, Guns and Hoses.
They kept that Pig Bowl part to it. And now we added, you know, the Guns and Hoses, which...
That's good.
We like beating the police.
Yeah. Right. Who won last year?
We did. Fire did.
How, the overall record, 49?
The overall record is police definitely have a little... Law definitely has a few over us.
Oh.
So we probably won about 4 in the 20 years, but we're on a hot streak right now with 2, and we're going for that three-peat.
Is there anybody in law enforcement? You're a defensive player, right? Defensive lineman?
Yes.
You got anybody you want to just take out?
No, but I do have a gentleman that I enjoy hitting that I can't wait to hit again named Jim Walter.
And Jim, I'm sorry?
Jim Walter. He's a dude. He's been playing since he's as old as the Pig Bowl, and this will be his 19th year playing.
Uh-huh.
And me and him go head-to-head every game, so I can't wait to hit him again.
Is it guard tackle?
He's a guard. Yeah.
You're out for Jim. Yeah.
It's a good battle between us.
He's probably a pretty good-sized boy, though.
He is. He's a big dude, and he's fun. He's fun to go head-to-head with. And
who usually wins?
I'm gonna
say
me. Yeah, no. Look at him. This guy is built like I don't know what. He's a machine. He looks like a machine.
So pretty much what you're saying, this guy's a pansy.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
That's what I heard.
Nikki D will though.
No. So you're saying he's weak and he doesn't have a chance.
You know, as much as I want to. And
yeah, I heard it.
But
it's okay.
I can't.
You just wrote me.
The guy's a heavy hitter.
Did you not just write this to me? Hey, Bailey, it's Fireman Ben. I'm the guy in the plaid shirt sitting across from you that lost horribly in Game of Thrones. Thanks for talking about Guns N' Hoses 50th charity football game. This gym guy that I'm going against. Wow, what a punk. Every year, I beat the living schnizzles out of this guy. I can't believe he's even got any athletic energy to put his own shoes on. I've seen him at a buffet before. He drops his fork and hits his head. It's so funny. Fat guy's falling, funny. I thought you wrote that, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Love, Ben. I thought you signed it, too.
Yeah, and then kissed it for some reason.
Yeah, I did. I actually left it in blood.
The lipstick marks.
Oh, that's what it is. It's blood.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
All right. Well, more on this in the days and weeks to come, but we appreciate being involved. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you guys being involved.
This is going to be fun. You can come on anytime. We'll give you the hotline. Call us anytime you want.
Make sure you have me a cake.
Huh?
Make sure you have me a cake.
I got you.
All right.
For your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking the charity football game. We're turning that into Nikki D's birthday party.
Yeah.
You can celebrate both.
Right. You know, when I was a kid, somebody call you a pig, you'd be like, I'm a pretty intelligent guy. Right? That was the thing.
I like it.
Pigbowl.org. All right. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I want to tell you what former rocker has been arrested and how a person took $25 and turned it into $19,000.
All right. Get you those two big stories from today here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Third round of headlines. Thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air. GoodGuysHeatingCooling.com. Great website. You should visit Good Guys. That's where the good guys. Good guys, good guys, good guys. All right,
Nikki
D. Yep.
Have you ever wondered what an experimental band sounds like? H5. Oh, a founding member of the experimental rock band Mr. Bungle, has been arrested on suspicion of killing his girlfriend after human remains were found at a park near San Francisco. Now, she went missing on December the 3rd. Then they ended up finding those remains, and he's been arrested. Now, he left Mr. Bungle in 1996, and when he was a part of this rock band, he played saxophone, clarinet, and keyboards.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the band.
Me either.
So, Mike Patton from Faith No More,
yeah.
He started in Mr. Bungle.
Get out of here.
Yes, Mr. Bungle is like some...
Mike Patton's not from Sacramento, is he?
Let me look here. I can find out for you. He's from Eureka, California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's an East Coaster now.
Yeah, so Mr. Bungle, The Clash have referenced him, like other artists. It's like an artist's artist.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mike Patton got his start there.
What did he do with the band?
He was, I believe he did vocals.
Did he really?
Yeah, I want to confirm that.
I know the video that they have of this band on YouTube, it's not an actual video that the band did themselves. Somebody that's a fan of the band put this video together.
That's usually how it works with bands like that. I saw this story, and I read the story, and I saw it, and it's horrible that somebody had to lose their life. And I know he's been arrested for it. He might be charged, but he's not been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
So take that for what it is. We had that conversation yesterday. But I was like, I've not heard, everybody's heard of the Buggles
or
the
Buggles. Yes.
And I'm like, I've not heard of Mr. Bungle.
Yeah. Active primarily in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's now being arrested for killing his ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
More will come from this for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I saw the video footage of him getting arrested.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a career, and I'm sure the guy early, in his career when he got to tour and do all these really cool things. What?
Scott Ian was in Mr. Bungle as well.
Really? Of Anthrax?
Yes. I knew there was someone else. It wasn't just Mike Patton. Yeah, it's Scott Ian and Mike Patton started in Mr. Bungle.
Why are they calling it experimental then?
Because it was a very experimental band.
Well, it's the music. That's like a genre.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you could even argue that Nine Inch Nails
is experimental.
It's experimental.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Trent Reznor, especially with the stuff he does now with scoring films.
Yes.
Extremely experimental.
Right. And didn't he basically invent industrial music?
That's what I was going to say next.
Right.
You watch The Social Network. The Social Network, it's a great movie as is, but what makes that movie even better than what it is mm-hmm. the score. And Trent Reznor did the score for that movie. I'm waiting to hear,
Perfect Drug.
Right.
But now you don't hear it. Well, anyway. All right. Second story.
A $20 brooch could sell for $19,000. H6.
Today, I'm going to go over vintage brooches with you that sold for around $2,000 or more.
This woman goes into a British antique store. She sees a brooch. She thinks it's cute. She pays $25 for it.
Here is where Pollard Pines is.
Did you drive 50 miles to come into the studio?
No, I live in Citrus Heights.
Oh. Damn, we could have done this over the phone.
Right. I was about to say, that's far.
It'd be worth it, though.
I didn't say, we've met a couple times, and we're boys now, but, man, I got your back. If you can't make it, you can't make it.
Nah, it's all worth coming in for.
Okay, cool. So Ben and I met, let me give the backstory. I'll break the fourth wall a little bit for y'all. So before the end of the year, there was an email that was sent out from our promotions department and talking about this pig bowl, this Guns N' Hoses event. And as soon as I saw first responders, law enforcement, and firemen, I responded immediately. I said, that is us. That is our show. I'll do anything and everything you need me to do to help promote this or whatever they need, because we are very much pro first responder.
Yes.
Definitely law enforcement and definitely fire. So I got a response back and it was like, you're in. And then we got set up with Ben and the lady. Who's the lady? The lady that's
Robin.
Robin, okay.
Robin Sutter.
And Robin, and we started working out all these different details, and I got educated on this this event. And this is blows me away. So this is the 50th anniversary. It's a charity football game. Y'all put on real pads.
Oh, yeah.
And you really are going after each other. This is a real game.
It's a real game. It's hard hitting. There ain't no illegal hip drop like the NFL or anything like
right.
that. This is hard.
Wow. Probably less calls on hitting the quarterback than in
Definitely.
The NFL, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take place Saturday, January 27th. It's at Hughes Stadium. That's a lot of seats to fill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And kickoff is at 1 o'clock, but you can get there earlier for the safety fair at 11 a.m., which I'm assuming both sides will have their vehicles and have different little tchotchkes. And
yeah, definitely. And there's some other entities that will be out there. American Cancer Society will have a booth. We're looking at getting ALS out there, Lou Gehrig's disease, to have a booth.
Sure.
The greater Sacramento area. So there'll be a lot of different entities for things to do. Flyover. Last year we had a helicopter drop a ball from the helicopter into the stadium, and
that's
one of the
players
caught it. So that's going to happen again this year.
Real cool.
So,
yeah. And, you know, and we now involved in this, I'll be out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to get to do some stuff like, you know, whenever you guys need me or however you can use me. But I'm there to enjoy and to support. And so here's the thing that blew my mind is I think I heard you right when you told me this. The reason why the Sacramento Kings are in Sacramento is because of this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a story that was passed down to me is, you know, the Sacramento Kings, when they were looking at a place at Sacramento, they had gone to this event and saw that this event at one time had 30,000 people in it, which is still one of the largest events, sporting events Sacramento's ever had. And that was a good determining factor in bringing the Sacramento Kings because it showed Sacramento could hold a pro sports team.
Well, Kyle, did you know that? Look at that.
Kyle did not know.
Use that on your sports show today.
Dumped Kyle there.
Right? I mean, isn't that amazing? That's like, that's a really cool piece of Sacramento Kings
that
information.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And 30,000 people.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. It's a record. So
I'm assuming over the last couple of years, y'all are kind of in, I don't want to say a rebuilding, but kind of rebuilding because of COVID, right?
Yeah, definitely. We had the COVID game. We made it happen. Unfortunately, it had to be flagged just because it was so quick to make it happen.
Did you have people in the stands?
We had a few people in the stands. And then last year, we had over 8,000 people. And it being the 50th, we would love to see it build to that 23,000 again.
Right, you got to ramp back up.
Definitely.
You know, and hopefully we can help with that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of time to continuously talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this is Saturday, January 27th. That it's at Hughes Stadium. Kickoff is at 1. Get there early, like around 11 if you want the safety fair. That'd be great to bring the kids out to.
Oh, yeah.
This is a family-friendly event.
Definitely. And we love the fact that, you know, it not only gives a chance for people to see first responders in a different aspect than just like an emergency situation.
Right.
They get to actually, you know,
sure,
meet these people.
And yeah.
So if you thought they were sexy in their fireman outfits, wait till you see them in those pads and those pants.
Ooh.
You know, and that's the other thing. There's this misconception of especially law enforcement. You know, I mean, what we've seen over the last couple of years, the one bad apple ruins it for everybody. And it drives me insane. Absolutely, absolutely insane. Because there's always a bad apple in any job. It doesn't matter what occupation it is. Okay. And so that one being so much under the microscope, it's important definitely for kids, you know, especially in probably in lower income neighborhoods, you know, that have this idea or vision of what law enforcement is, or maybe even firemen, what y'all are, you know, to come out there and say this is not what is the propaganda that I see everywhere.
Definitely.
You know, we're not that one guy.
Yeah.
So that's real important. Now, if you want tickets, you can go to pigbowl.org and all the information. The site is very well done. I don't know who does the web stuff for you guys, but really, really well done. Very easy to purchase tickets on pigbowl.org. Now, let me ask you about the pig thing. Because, like, I'm going, isn't that a little, like, kind of a shot to the cops? Did you guys name this? The fire people name this?
No. So that started, that was in 75. And pig was a derogatory term at that time in the 70s. And so what they did was they took it and they changed it to make it more of a positive term.
I took the power back.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so they turned it into pride, integrity, guts.
Oh.
And that's what pig stood for. And so that's where the Sac City and Sac Sheriff started having their game and Pig Bowl came to be. Well, I want to say about 20 years later, fire got involved. They asked if fire wanted to get involved. So now it's Pig Bowl presents Guns and Hoses.
Oh, Guns and Hoses.
Pig Bowl pros part to it. And now we added, you know, the Guns and Hoses, which
that's good.
We like beating the police.
Yeah. Right. Who won last year?
We did. Fire did.
How, the overall record, 49?
The overall record is police definitely have law definitely has a few over us.
Uh-huh.
So we probably won about 4 in the 20 years, but we're on a hot streak right now with 2, and we're going for that three-peat.
Is there anybody in law enforcement? You're a defensive player, right? You're defensive lineman?
Yes.
You got anybody you want to just take out?
No, but I do have a gentleman that I enjoy hitting that I can't wait to hit again named Jim Walter.
And Jim, I'm sorry?
Jim Walter. He's a dude. He's been playing since he's as old as the Pig Bowl, and this will be his 19th year playing. And me and him go head to head every game, so I can't wait to hit him again.
Is it guard, guard tackle?
He's a guard.
He's a guard?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out for Jim. Yeah.
It's a good battle between us.
He's probably a pretty good sized boy, though.
He is. He's a big dude, and he's fun. He's fun to go head to head with. And
who usually wins?
I'm gonna say me.
Yeah, no.
Hey, look at him. This guy is built like I don't know what. He's a machine. He looks like a machine.
So pretty much what you're saying, this guy's a pansy.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
That's what I heard.
Nikki D will though. That's what
no. So you're saying he's weak and he doesn't have a chance.
You know, as much as I want to. And
yeah, I heard it.
But
it's okay.
I can't.
You just wrote me.
The guy's a heavy hitter.
Did you not just write this to me? Hey, Bailey, it's Fireman Ben. I'm the guy in the plaid shirt sitting across from you that lost horribly in Game of Thrones. Thanks for talking about Guns N' Roses' 50th charity football game. This gym guy that I'm going against. Wow, what a punk. Every year, I beat the living schnizzles out of this guy. I can't believe he's even got any athletic energy to put his own shoes on. I've seen him at a buffet before. He drops his fork and hits his head. It's so funny. Fat guy's falling, funny. I thought you wrote that.
Sorry.
Love, Ben. I thought you signed it, too.
Did, and then kissed it for some reason.
Yeah, I did. I actually left it in blood.
The lipstick marks.
Oh, that's what it is. It's blood.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
All right. Well, more on this in the days and weeks to come, but we appreciate being involved. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you guys being involved.
This is going to be fun. You can come on anytime. We'll give you the hotline. Call us anytime you want.
Make sure you have me a cake.
Huh?
Make sure you have me a cake.
I got you.
All right.
For your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking the charity football game. We're turning that into Nikki D's birthday party.
Yeah.
You can celebrate both.
Right. You know, when I was a kid, somebody called you a pig, you'd be like, I'm a pretty intelligent guy. Right? Right? That was the thing.
I like it.
Pigbowl.org. All right. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I want to tell you what former rocker has been arrested and how a person took $25 and turned it into $19,000.
All right. Get you those two big stories from today here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
News. It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra. Read all about it.
Yeah, third round of headlines. Thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air. GoodGuysHeatingCooling.com. Great website. You should visit Good Guys. That's where the good guys. Good guys. All right,
Nikki
Dean. Yep.
Have you ever wondered what an experimental band sounds like? H5. A founding member of the experimental rock band, Mr. Bungle, has been arrested on suspicion of killing his girlfriend after human remains were found at a park near San Francisco. Now, she went missing on December the 3rd. Then they ended up finding those remains and he's been arrested. Now, he left Mr. Bungle in 1996. And when he was a part of this rock band, he played saxophone, clarinet and keyboards.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the band.
Me either.
So Mike Patton from
Faith No More. Yeah.
He started in Mr. Bungle.
Get out of here.
Yes, Mr. Bungle is like some...
Mike Patton's not from Sacramento, is he?
Let me look here. I can find out for you. He's from Eureka, California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's an East Coaster now.
Yeah, so Mr. Bungle, The Clash have referenced him, like other artists. It's like an artist's artist.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mike Patton got his start there.
What did he do with the band?
He was, I believe he did vocals.
Did he really?
I want to confirm that.
I know the video that they have of this band on YouTube. It's not an actual video that the band did themselves. Somebody that's a fan of the band put this video together.
That's usually how it works with bands like that. I saw this story and I read the story and I saw it and it's horrible that somebody had to lose their life. And I know he's been arrested for it. He might be charged, but he's not been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so take that for what it is. We had that conversation yesterday. But I was like, I've not heard, everybody's heard of the Buggles
or
the
right.
Buggles.
Yes.
And I'm like, I've not heard of Mr. Bungle.
Yeah. Active primarily in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's now being arrested for killing his ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
More will come from this for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I saw the video footage of him getting arrested.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you have like a career and I'm sure the guy. Early, in his career when he got to tour and do all these really cool things. What?
Scott Ian was in Mr. Bungle as well.
Really? Of Anthrax?
Yes. I knew there was someone else. It wasn't just Mike Patton. Yeah, it's Scott Ian and Mike Patton started in Mr. Bungle.
Why are they calling it experimental then?
Because it was a very experimental band.
What's the music? That's like a genre.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could even argue that like Nine Inch Nails.
It's experimental.
It's experimental.
Yeah, I would say yes.
You know, Trent Reznor, especially with the stuff he does now with scoring films.
Yes.
Extremely experimental.
Right. And didn't he basically invent industrial music?
That's what I was going to say next.
Right.
You know, I mean, you watch The Social Network. The Social Network, I mean, it's a great movie as is, but what makes that movie even better than what it is the mm-hmm. score. And Trent Reznor did the score for that movie. You know, I'm waiting to hear, you know,
perfect.
Right. But now you don't hear it. Well, anyway. All right. Second story.
A $20 brooch could sell for $19,000. H6.
Today, I'm going to go over vintage brooches with you that sold for around $2,000 or more.
This woman goes into a British antique store. She sees a brooch. She thinks it's cute. She pays $25 for it. Well, she's watching this show on TV and notices that the brooch that they're showing on TV in this drawing looks a lot like the one she bought for $25 from the antique show. So she goes, does some research, pulls it up. Lo and behold, it is the same exact brooch that she purchased. It is now going up for auction for $19,000. Talk about a find.
Yeah, for those that know what a brooch is, mm-hmm. it's a little pin that usually women will put on their
old ladies usually.
On their clothes, well, their dresses, jackets.
So when my grandmother passed, and she was my rock, she was my everything, and before she passed, she had to ask that question, which mm-hmm. nobody wants to get asked. What do you want when I leave?
Oh, right. I hate that question. My grandma did the same thing.
And I refused to answer it when she first asked it to me. Then, you know, because at the time, I think I was like 18, 19 years old. I was like, all right, be a big boy. This is life. Go back because it's important to her. She didn't have, I mean, she was not wealthy by no stretch. Mm-hmm. But I wanted something to remember, you know, tangible to remember her by.
Yes.
And she always wore brooches. So I said, I would like one of your brooches. You know, she goes, okay, which one? And I said, the one with all the pearls, not real pearls, but fake pearls. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother, like most grandmothers, right, wearing the pearls and all that kind of stuff. And so I got that. And I remember, you know, I go up to Maryland for the funeral and I got the brooch and I had it in my winter jacket because she passed in December. And I remember coming back and, or it was in a jacket or pants or something. And I did some laundry, and at the time, I had like this 400-square-foot condo, and so this stackable laundry machine was in my kitchen, small kitchen sitting area, which then also was my living room. Like, it all was like one room,
right.
And I'm sitting there watching TV, and I hear,
what is that sound? It's always something in a dryer. It drives me nuts.
I go in the dryer, and the brooch, all the little pearls are so I get it out and I get all the, and I get up some glue and I sat there the rest of the day.
And put them all back on?
Yeah. Put them all back on.
That's so cute. That's cute.
All right. You want to get in on the final hour of the program here before we go in for a weekend? 916-909-0985. Pick something up from at the end of last year. Nelson's going in for surgery, or he was going to go in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Fat surgery.
Yep.
And you advised him against it.
I did. And I'm going to see if he took my advice or not, because he has made a decision on the path he's going to take mm-hmm. to get to a slim, trim Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell him right now he could lose 20 pounds in 5 seconds.
Oh, I want to know how he can do that.
Pop those two things on his face.
How did you not see that?
I did.
How did you not see it coming?
How can he do that so fast?
Talk about being able to read your mind. I didn't even have to make eye contact with you. I knew it.
All right, give us a minute here. Hang on.
Got involved. They asked if I wanted to get involved. So now it's Big Bull Presents Guns and
Hoses. Oh, Guns
and Hoses. Kept that Big Bull Pros part to it. And now we added, you know, the Guns and Hoses, which.
That's good.
We like beating the police.
Yeah. Right. Who won last year?
We did. Fire did.
How, the overall record, 49?
The overall record is police definitely have law definitely has a few over us.
Uh-huh.
So we probably won about 4 in the 20 years, but we're on a hot streak right now with 2, and we're going for that three-peat.
Is there anybody in law enforcement? You're a defensive player, right? Defensive lineman?
Yes.
You got anybody you want to just take out?
No, but I do have a gentleman that I enjoy hitting that I can't wait to hit again named Jim Walter.
And Jim, I'm sorry?
Jim Walter. He's a dude. He's been playing since, he's as old as the Pig Bull, and this will be his 19th year playing. And me and him go head to head every game, so I can't wait to hit him again.
Is it guard, guard tackle?
He's a guard.
He's a guard?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out for Jim. Yeah.
It's a good battle between us.
He's probably a pretty good sized boy, though.
He is. He's a big dude, and he's fun. He's fun to go head to head with. And
who usually wins?
I'm gonna say me.
Yeah, no.
Look at him. This guy is built like I don't know what. He's a machine. He looks like a machine.
So pretty much what you're saying, this guy's a pansy.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
That's what I heard.
Nikki D will though. That's what
no. So you're saying he's weak and he doesn't have a chance.
You know, as much as I want to. And
yeah, I heard it.
But
it's okay.
I can't.
You just wrote me.
The guy's a heavy hitter.
Did you not just write this to me? Hey, Bailey, it's Fireman Ben. I'm the guy in the plaid shirt sitting across from you that lost horribly in Game of Thrones. Thanks for talking about Guns N' Roses' 50th charity football game. This gym guy that I'm going against. Wow, what a punk. Every year, I beat the living schnizzles out of this guy. I can't believe he's even got any athletic energy to put his own shoes on. I've seen him at a buffet before. He drops his fork and hits his head. It's so funny. Fat guy's falling, funny. I thought you wrote that. Sorry. Love, Ben. I thought you signed it, too.
Yeah, and then kissed it for some reason.
Yeah, I did. I actually left it in blood.
The lipstick marks.
Oh, that's what it is. It's blood.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
All right. Well, more on this in the days and weeks to come, but we appreciate being involved. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you guys being involved.
This is going to be fun. You can come on anytime. We'll give you the hotline. Call us anytime you want.
Make sure you have me a cake.
Huh?
Make sure you have me a cake.
I got you.
All right.
For your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking the charity football game. We're turning that into Nikki D's birthday party.
Yeah.
You can celebrate both.
Right. You know, when I was a kid, somebody called you a pig, you'd be like, I'm a pretty intelligent guy. Right? That was the thing.
I like it.
Pigbowl.org. All right. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I want to tell you what former rocker has been arrested and how a person took $25 and turned it into $19,000.
All right. Get you those two big stories from today here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
News. It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby.
Third round of headlines. Thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air. GoodGuysHeatingCooling.com. Great website. You should visit Good Guys. That's where the good guys. Good guys. All right,
Nikki
D. Yep.
Have you ever wondered what an experimental band sounds like? H5. A founding member of the experimental rock band, Mr. Bungle, has been arrested on suspicion of killing his girlfriend after human remains were found at a park near San Francisco. Now, she went missing on December the 3rd. Then they ended up finding those remains and he's been arrested. Now, he left Mr. Bungle in 1996. And when he was a part of this rock band, he played saxophone, clarinet and keyboards.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the band.
Me either.
So Mike Patton. From
Faith No More. Yeah.
He started in Mr. Bungle.
Get out of here.
Yes, Mr. Bungle is like some.
Mike Patton's not from Sacramento, is he?
Let me look here. I can find out for you. He's from Eureka, California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's an East Coaster now.
Yeah, so Mr. Bungle, The Clash have referenced him, like other artists. It's like an artist's artist.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mike Patton got his start there.
What did he do with the band?
I believe he did vocals.
Did he really?
Yeah, I want to confirm that.
I know the video that they have of this band on YouTube. It's not an actual video that the band did themselves. Somebody that's a fan of the band put this video together.
That's usually how it works with bands like that. I saw this story and I read the story and I saw it and it's horrible that somebody had to lose their life and I know he's been arrested for it. He might be charged, but he's not been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so take that for what it is. We had that conversation yesterday. But I was like, I've not heard, everybody's heard of the Buggles
or
the
right.
Buggles.
Yes.
And I'm like, I've not heard of Mr. Bungle.
Yeah. Active primarily in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's now being arrested for killing his ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
More will come from this for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I saw the video footage of him getting arrested.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a career and I'm sure the guy. Early, in his career when he got to tour and do all these really cool things. What?
Scott Ian was in Mr. Bungle as well.
Really? Of Anthrax?
Yes. I knew there was someone else. It wasn't just Mike Patton. Yeah, it's Scott Ian and Mike Patton started in Mr. Bungle.
Why are they calling it experimental then?
Because it was a very experimental band.
What's the music? That's like a genre.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could even argue that like Nine Inch Nails.
It's experimental?
It's experimental.
Yeah, I would say yes.
You know, Trent Reznor, especially with the stuff he does now with scoring films.
Yes.
Extremely experimental.
Right. And didn't he basically invent industrial music?
That's what I was going to say next.
Right.
You know, I mean, you watch The Social Network. The Social Network, I mean, it's a great movie as is, but what makes that movie even better than what it is the mm-hmm. score. And Trent Reznor did the score for that movie. You know, I'm waiting to hear, you know,
perfect job.
Right.
But now you don't hear it. Well, anyway. All right. Second story.
A $20 brooch could sell for $19,000. H6.
Today, I'm going to go over vintage brooches with you that sold for around $2,000 or more.
This woman goes into a British antique store. She sees a brooch. She thinks it's cute. She pays $25 for it. Well, she's watching this show on TV and notices that the brooch that they're showing on TV in this drawing looks a lot like the one she bought for $25 from the antique show. So she goes, does some research, pulls it up. Lo and behold, it is the same exact brooch that she purchased. It is now going up for auction for $19,000. Talk about a find.
Yeah, for those that know what a brooch is, mm-hmm. it's a little pin that usually women will put on their
old ladies,
on their clothes, their dresses, jackets.
So when my grandmother passed, and she was my rock, she was my everything, and before she passed, she had to ask that question, which mm-hmm. nobody wants to get asked. What do you want when I leave?
Oh, right. I hate that question. My grandma did the same thing.
And I refused to answer it when she first asked it to me. Then, you know, because at the time, I think I was like 18, 19 years old. I was like, all right, be a big boy. This is life. Go back because it's important to her. She didn't have, I mean, she was not wealthy by no stretch. Mm-hmm. But I wanted something to remember, you know, tangible to remember her by.
Yes.
And she always wore brooches. So I said, I would like one of your brooches. You know, she goes, okay, which one? And I said, the one with all the pearls, not real pearls, but fake pearls. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother, like most grandmothers, right, wearing the pearls and all that kind of stuff. And so I got that. And I remember, you know, I go up to Maryland for the funeral and I got the brooch and I had it in my winter jacket because she passed in December. And I remember coming back and, or it was in a jacket or pants or something. And I did some laundry, and at the time, I had like this 400-square-foot condo, and so this stackable laundry machine was in my kitchen, small kitchen sitting area, which then also was my living room. Like, it all was like one room,
right.
And I'm sitting there watching TV, and I hear,
What is that sound? It's always something in a dryer. It drives me nuts.
I go in the dryer, and the brooch, all the little pearls are everywhere.
Aww.
So I get it out and I get all the, and I get up some glue and I sat there the rest of the day.
And put them all back on?
Yeah. Put them all back on.
That's so cute. That's cute.
All right. You want to get in on the final hour of the program here before we go in for a weekend? 916-909-0985. Pick something up from at the end of last year. Nelson's going in for surgery, or he was going to go in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Fat surgery.
Yep.
And you advised him against it.
I did. And I'm going to see if he took my advice or not, because he has made a decision on the path he's going to take mm-hmm. to get to a slim, trim Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell him right now he could lose 20 pounds in 5 seconds.
Oh, I want to know how he can do that.
Pop those two things on his face.
How did you not see that?
I did.
How did you not see it coming?
How can he do that so fast?
Talk about being able to read your mind. I didn't even have to make eye contact with you. I knew it.
All right, give us a minute here. Hang on.